Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Looking pretty cozy over there on the couch, Ryan.
I am cozy. I got my legs up. I'm just kind of curled up. Feels nice. I feel like this is going to be kind of a chill pod. We'll see. I feel like this may be a very chill one, a very nice, relaxing one. People love those ones. They're like, man, I like the chill episodes of the Super Mega Cast.
They don't like the chill opening music.
No. Well, whatsoever. I think they've gotten over
it. They've gotten used to it. I like the music.
That's what matters, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Like, isn't that important? Yeah, it's important to listen to your audience, but in terms of producing the content that we feel proud of, I think that's more important, because that's what makes us type of thing. Like, that's what makes Super Mega Super Mega.
I agree, it's very important to listen to the audience. I just feel like the old music, it was great. It was the first time we're addressing this. People are like, when are they going to address the music change? But
just 10 episodes in.
Yeah,
whatever.
Basically it's like, I don't know, it kind of set the tone of more of like, yo, these are gamers with a podcast. We just kind of want like a chill atmosphere. And the guy also that made the intro song, nothing against him, but several times he striked our videos because he kept, I don't know if he kept forgetting that we bought a license to the song, and several times he striked the episodes.
Nothing against him.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, it was just like a minor
nuisance. We didn't want it to happen again, because then we couldn't monetize the episodes for a while. And he's like, do you have a license? And it's like, yep, here it is. And then
and
it would happen again.
You had to prove it like multiple times.
So we're like, you know, it was a good thing, but we got some new music.
But guys, it's a fine song.
Yeah, it's a fine song. The new music is by a little artist called Moose. You can check him out in the description. But yeah, I mean, we like the song.
Have you ever seen a moose in real life?
I've never seen a moose in real life. They're really aggressive though.
Are they? They're big.
They will destroy you, man.
What type of animal is a moose? Are they in the same family of animals like a deer? A horse? I don't know.
I think so. I don't know what that family's called. Like,
we've talked about this before, of like what family is a deer in, and what is it related to?
I think it's its own. It's not like a dog. It's not like a canine or a feline. It's its own little thing. Bears are in their own. I thought bears were like canines. They're in their
really?
Own category. Yeah.
Why'd you think they were like canines?
Because you look at them, they look like dogs, like in the face,
yeah.
Like the teeth. They look like big old dogs, but they're not.
I can see that. Horses act like dogs.
Dude, horses, you can play fetch with them. You can get them to roll over and rub their belly.
If you have a nice relationship with a horse, I'm sure it's very nice. Justin keeps saying how horses bullied him a lot. I don't want to go into anything else, but he was bullied by horses at a young age.
Have you read Equus?
The one where Daniel Radcliffe is naked with a horse on stage?
Yes. Well, that's the play. Have you read the book?
No, have you?
I did. I'd read it for
school. Does he actually have sex with the horse?
No. He just gets naked and he gouges the eyes out of a horse.
What?
Yeah.
Of the horse that he's in love with?
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Well, he does it to all the horses.
Why?
Because he goes crazy. It's a really good book.
In the book it's very like apparent that it's fucked up what he's doing.
Yes.
A fucked up individual.
And he has like a fetish for horses, I think.
is it kind of like a Psycho or Taxi Driver where the main character is just some fucked up individual?
Yeah.
And it's not about like some dude that gets down on hard times and just goes a little bit crazy.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been a couple years since I read it, but I think it's like the whole book is him talking to like a psychologist and like recounting what happened.
Okay.
And he had this big incident. I don't want to spoil it too much. It's a good book. You should check it out. It's short. It's like a screenplay. So it's written like for the stage.
I love when things are written like that.
Yeah.
With stage direction.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And Daniel Radcliffe was in the play and was naked on stage showing his little wiener.
His pee-pee.
His little Harry Potter pee-pee. But welcome to the 89th episode of the Super Mega Podcast. We're here, sitting on the couch today, having a lovely little conversation. You know, Ryan, if every episode of this podcast was 1 degree in a hot tub, we'd start getting warm right now. Like, it'd be comfortable to sit in by now. Like,
it'd be like pretty, like, decently warm.
It'd be like bath water if you let it sit for an hour and you got in it.
Oh, man, I remember... I did this thing with a thermometer where, like, I'd be, like trying to blow hot air from my body to make it go up so I didn't have to go to school sometimes.
I did the same thing. Or you'd, like, press your tongue on it extra hard, be like, come on, heat up, heat up, heat
yep,
up.
Yep,
I don't want to go to school. And then be, like, 98.7. Your mom's like, going to school.
But I feel bad, Mom.
Yeah, I remember I always, like, if I didn't want to go to school and I felt like I had a fever, I'd always, like, try to make the fever, like, stronger than it was, but there's no way to do that. And I always felt bad about lying. So my mom and dad would always make me go. But once I got around to like 10th grade, if I was like, I feel really bad today, my parents would be like, oh, you can stay home if you feel bad. Like, yeah. As I got older.
Yeah. Because then they trust you type of thing. It's well, like, oh, well, okay.
The thing that sucked about missing school back then was like, you missed a shit ton. Like, and it was hard to catch up if you missed school, especially if you were sick for like 4 days. It's like, oh,
you missed 4 full classes and a full day of socializing with your friends.
Yeah. And you missed a lot of shit.
And like teachers always acted like it was all your fucking fault.
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten
a student
sick
to inform you in. I'm not reteaching the class. I'm like, I'm not asking you to reteach the class, but I'm just asking you like to just give me the material.
Man, I say we just kill all teachers.
Nah, I'm good.
I think
they're cool. I like teachers.
I like teachers as well.
Well, some of them, you know, there's your handful of. See, you can't just say a certain type of people is good or bad because there's always going to be a diddler in there somewhere, right?
There's always going to be a diddler in
there. There's
a
diddler
group.
In politics. There's a diddler in religion. There's a diddler in our public school system. There's multiple diddlers in each one and you don't know who they are.
There was a diddler at my high school and he went to jail.
There's a diddler in my youth group.
There's always diddlers in every like
I know.
Group, you know?
How?
It's like, why man, you got to be diddling people, man?
Think about how many diddlers there are.
There's too many diddlers.
Where like, you knew one in your school?
He was a teacher, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I knew one in my like church and it's, I feel like almost everyone's like, yeah, I remember that guy. He just turned out to be, but how many diddlers are there?
There's a lot of closeted diddlers out there, man.
Good
Guys,
Lord.
Please don't diddle people.
Please.
Please. Like, we're asking you nicely. Don't diddle people. It's just let them, live. You don't got to go diddle them. Find a consenting adult to diddle. Okay.
You know, what's also not a good idea.
What?
To make your foot fetish very obvious.
Very public.
Yeah. Very public. When you're in charge of, when you're in charge of kids TV.
Yeah, I would suggest that.
That would be one thing to do.
Also, like, I mean, just like, you don't need to go flaunting your foot fetish. I mean, there's nothing wrong with embracing your fetishes, but you don't need to share with everyone that you have a foot fetish.
Quentin Tarantino does it a good bit.
Quentin Tarantino does, definitely. I love that picture of him where he's like looking at the camera and it's clearly like a flash photograph taken and he looks a little like caught in the headlights and he's sucking a woman's toes.
What?
Have you not seen that picture?
He's sucking someone's
toes?
Yeah,
he's sucking. Okay, let me Google this right now. It's a picture of Quentin Tarantino and he's sucking some woman's toes.
Why?
Because he has a foot fetish.
Like
I don't
out
know.
In public or something?
I think it looks like he's at a party. Quentin Tarantino, you might have to put this one on screen.
Okay.
Sucking toes.
Dude, I forgot to put an image up on the podcast. I think it was of Lego or I can't remember what it was, but people were... That was the comment section. I let him down.
You fucked up, Ryan.
I know, I fucked
you
up.
You fucked up,
and
dude.
They still haven't seen that photo. Oh, well.
It's a good photo. Here's Quentin Tarantino sucking toes. That's what I was talking about.
What the fuck?
Have you never seen that picture?
I love the sick AC/DC reference.
Is he wearing an AC/DC shirt?
No, it's a...
It's RRQ... What is... RRQ...
Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino, probably.
Backed up...
I don't know.
Dude, I want that shirt. I want a Robert Rodriguez AC/DC shirt.
Robert Rodriguez has made a lot of things that have touched our hearts, but he's also made a lot of trash.
That's the thing, man. Like, he's kind of hit or miss, but apparently he's loved in the film community.
Because he's in that,
What did you knock over this time, Ryan? With your big goofy feet. Oh, it's Febreze. You spray some in the air? Spray it over here. Let me smell.
What flavor of Febreze is this?
Ooh, apple cinnamon.
This can is crushed. It might explode. Oh, it just sprayed liquid out.
Yeah.
It's crushed, so it doesn't spray right. How's it smell? It
smells nice. It smells like a Christmas store.
It's fall scented, and it doesn't it feel wrong smelling that right now? Like, yeah. Doesn't it feel almost taboo to smell this fall scent when it's April?
I just want to see who in the comments, like, knows what I'm talking about. There's this place, I think is near North Carolina, and also, like, about 45 minutes away from Myrtle Beach. It's called Sunset Beach. And near the area is this, like, knick-knack shop. I forgot the name of it. Ah, fuck, what was it called? I can call my mom and ask her. Hold on. I mean, if she picks up. I don't know if she's going to pick up. Hey, Mom, I have a quick question. We're recording the podcast, and I forgot the name of something. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Open those big old woman ears up. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
There you go. I love you.
Aww. I love you. What you doing?
We're recording the podcast right now. I just had a quick question. I'm sorry. I can't stay for long in this conversation.
Okay, baby. All right. What's up?
What is the name of that knick-knack store in Sunset Beach that we always go to?
Calabash.
No.
Callahan? Yes, Callahan.
In Calabash, because Calabash is like the shopping center or something?
Correct.
Okay.
Calabash is a little town.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay. Love you.
I love you too. You have a good rest of your day. Don't mind Matt.
All right. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Well, you don't need to so blatantly
I like how accepting she was. Don't mind Matt. Okay, baby. It's like, yeah. But
yeah, we haven't been talking much.
It's called Callahan's, and there's this section. If you go in the back all year round, it's a dedicated section to just Christmas stuff. Christmas decorations, like big Christmas decorations, like a Santa Claus. They have snow globes. They have regular, they have like fake trees, ornaments. Whoever has been to Callahan's, I have been there once every year. For the past, I'd say, 16 years of my life or so.
How do you stay in business, like, with a year-round Christmas section? You know, like,
who's coming
in July to buy Christmas things?
Because get this, they also have a large section with a bunch of dog statues. They also have a large section with a bunch of clothes, a large section with a bunch of cards and like, kids stuff, like Mad Libs things.
Dude,
they have a bunch of... No, what I was about to say silverware. I'm sure they have that, but I meant souvenirs.
Mixing up souvenirs and silverware.
Silverware can be souvenirs.
Yeah, silverware. I got this. I got this spoon in Venice Beach. You know.
Hey, all silverware is a souvenir, but not all souvenirs are silverware.
That is so true. That is so true, man.
Remember that saying we came like that kind of like got made up in the meeting in Tuesday. You can always trust a naked magician. I like that saying. I want to say it from now on.
Wait, hold on. Jog my memory with this one.
We were talking about... Someone was talking about, like, how... No, you were talking about how gadzooked you were while watching a magician.
Oh, I was so gadzooked. I went to the Renaissance Fair, and this man on a ball walked up.
He was on a ball?
He's walking on a ball.
Wait, you didn't tell me that. I thought you just said he had a big metal ball in his hand.
No. Well, he did, but he was walking on...
Is he the ball man?
He's the ball man.
Is his thing just balls?
He was on a ball. He had his balls hanging out for some reason, and the guards weren't doing anything. But he was wearing like a mask. You know, one of those like opera masks with the pointy beak. He was wearing one of those, and he had like a cape.
What do you mean opera mask? You mean the plague masks?
Yes, he had one of those, and he jumps down off the ball, and you know he really just kind of forces his way into a group of friends if they're standing around to do some magic trick. He doesn't say a word, but he'll show you some little knickknacks that he's gonna do some magic with. And it started out, and I was like, oh, that's pretty. It's just making a coin disappear. That's real cute, buddy. And then he just starts busting out these magic tricks that I was gadzooked. Off the chain, dude. I was like, whoa, what the hell? He took a metal ball that was silver and he touched it to my shirt and it became gold. And then he made it disappear out of his hand. So I was thinking like, oh man, well, Aaron, you know, shattered the illusion. Was like, he's dropping it into his pocket. He has a special pocket. And I was like, oh, damn it. So then someone at the meeting was like, you know, you can always trust a naked magician.
Me.
Was it you?
It was me. Well, first I just said, if he was naked, you would, like, the only way you can make sure that he's magic for real is if a magician is naked, because then he can't
hide anything up his sleeve, or he can't trick you.
He could have skin pouches he hides things in.
He could, but
he could have himself like modified.
It's highly unlikely. It would make his job of illusion a lot more hard.
Dude, he could show you the coin and then hide it in his foreskin real quick.
Just yes. So I was thinking, like, you can always trust a naked magician because they don't have any tricks to hide up their sleeve. Because
they don't have sleeves.
Exactly.
That is so.
That's
so
a
true.
New saying. I want that to be a new saying.
You can always trust a naked magician.
Like, there's some sayings that don't make sense.
A lot of sayings don't make sense.
Like, when you think about them, like, they make sense as the saying, but, like, when you think about them, it's like, Like, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Like, literally, no, it doesn't.
I'm sure there's many people who have eaten an apple every day and then they had to go to the doctor at some point.
But eating apples is very good for you.
It's healthy, yeah.
Just like trusting a clothed magician is probably not in your best interest.
Absolutely not, dude. If a guy comes up to me on the street and he's fully naked and he says, I want to do a magic trick for you, I'm going to trust him immediately.
You're going to be like, how is he going to hide this coin? Where is he going to put this coin? And I know those in the comment section are like, in his butthole. We'll just make sure it's stapled beforehand.
That's the stipulation. Okay, you can always trust a naked magician with a stapled butthole.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
That's the saying.
An elongated form of that saying, I think it works just as perfectly that you can interchange them. They're interchangeable. Perfect.
That saying is going to catch on. I can see like your grandson's going to be giving a speech. He's like, you know, my grandfather always said you can trust a naked magician with a stapled butthole.
Why did some Donald Trump come out of there?
That was Donald Trump?
You had a little bit.
Because your grandson
butthole.
Is going to be the second coming of Donald Trump reincarnated. What if you gave birth to a child? Like your wife, not you, you're like, you get married and you give birth to a beautiful, like, you're like, oh, it's going to be such a beautiful baby. And it comes out and you look at it and you're like, wait a second. This looks just like Donald Trump.
It's a full-fledged, just miniature Donald Trump, but in baby form.
And they're pulling him out, and he grabs your wife's pussy. He goes, I grabbed her by the pussy. She's my mom. She lets me do anything.
He'd walk around the hospital throwing a tantrum, waving his birth certificate around. See how easy it is for me?
Take me down over to where Barack was born. I'll show you something.
Yeah, baby Barack as a baby is like in the chamber. Like little baby Trump is like trying to get up into one of those incubator machines they put babies in where Barack is like, see my birth certificate, Barack, where's yours?
Now, Donald, it's in a filing cabinet in the other room.
Like baby Barack. Why isn't there a show with baby presidents? They have baby Looney Tunes.
They had Rugrats, which were I was thinking about Rugrats all grown up, and for some reason, for a split second, thought that Rugrats came second, and
no,
then realized it didn't. Well, like, they had...
All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you.
That was a good show.
I watched it. I liked the original Rugrats a lot more, just because I think...
Oh, yeah.
It was very interesting. I feel like All Grown Up definitely has a place, because Rugrats, while... You know, it existed in reality. Like, nothing. I mean, a lot of goofy shit happened, but it still maintained its own base reality. And the imagination of the kids went bonkers. But then in All Grown Up, it kind of laid back on that a little bit and was more about, like, their problems as, like, teenagers and stuff. So I feel like it was important and it was very interesting because when watching it, it's canon. It's like, this is what they are like grown up. And it was just interesting seeing what these characters were like. All grown up,
I really want to shout it out.
Okay, we got it.
It's a interesting choice to make Tommy so hooked on Xanax.
Yes.
But I trust the writers, and that's canon.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, you got those babies, they're always wearing diapers, and then when they get into teenagers, they're wearing underwear. And what better underwear to wear than me undies?
Ryan?
Yeah. Oh, yes?
Look at my underwear.
Damn.
You know what that is?
Those wouldn't be me undies, would they?
They're certainly MeUndies, and they can be your undies too. If you go to MeUndies.com/supermega and get a fantastic deal on the softest, most comfortable underwear you'll ever own in your life.
MeUndies uses a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fiber that starts with beechwood trees and ends with the most amazing fabric you've ever experienced. The results have been downright dreamy. Put it all together, what does that spell, Matt?
Dreary?
Dreamy.
They're not dreary.
They're very cool.
I'm seriously wearing them right now. They have they're blue and they have bananas
on them.
You're
wearing the ones with the bananas? One of the bananas is open?
It's open. Someone already peeled that one. It's so comfortable. They're actually, like, no joke, like the softest underwear I've ever owned.
Some of my favorite pairs are the ones, the blue and white striped ones.
Ooh, I like those.
They feel nice, dude.
There's tons of designs you can choose from.
Go on their website. They've got new prints every single month, always rolling out new designs. So lots of limited ones. And you know what? If you're picky, I'm sure they have something cool for you.
Not to mention, there's also a 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantees you will love their undies or your money back.
That's a pretty big risk that MeUndies is taking. But they're confident that you're going to love the underwear because, I mean... Who wouldn't? For any first-time
purchasers... Sorry, go.
Okay, Ryan. For any first-time... Are you done?
I'm done.
For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies underwear, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. And like Ryan said, a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back.
And please just remember, just to support us, just to help us out, and to make sure they know we sent you, you have to go to this URL that I'm about to say.
Save.
And then when we say it a second time, Matt's going to chant it with me, right, Matt?
Okay, yeah, yep.
Okay, you have to go to MeUndies.com/supermega. That's
MeUndies.com/supermega. Get yourself some really comfortable undies. They send us free pairs all the time, and I'm like, oh my God, MeUndies, I love you.
You won't know until you try your own pair. And remember, at least just try it. Remember, there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you do not like them, you'll get all of your money back. Just remember, MeUndies.com/supermega for the fourth time, or fifth time, I think. That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, Matt, that segue was pretty...
That was a great segue.
That was a rockin' hard segue.
That was a really good segue with the whole all-grown-up Rugrats straight into the sponsorship.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate
your...
I do want to shout it out, but I do want to commend you for your creativity with that segue.
Thank you, man.
Guys, here on this podcast, we don't just open up and go, let's thank our sponsors today. We love our sponsors. We want to kiss them all over their naked bodies.
If they were personified in human form.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just the people, just the CEOs of these companies.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
If they were here and consented, I would kiss their naked bodies.
Only if they consented.
Only if they can. I would never do that without consent first.
Can a dead man give consent? Think about
it. No. He's dead.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Segue into a different topic. I made a phone call the other day.
To Circus Peanut CEO?
No.
Oh.
To an office,
uh-huh,
that I had to call, and I had to ask about something or let them know. So I don't remember what it was, but they didn't pick up, so I went to voicemail. So I started leaving a voicemail, and I just blanked out during the voicemail, and I just paused, and then I stole my words, and I just went, yeah, and then I hung up.
What?
And then I had the realization of there's nothing worse than fucking up a voicemail because there's no second chance on that, dude.
No, there isn't.
A voicemail is you got one shot.
I wish there was a button you'd press to, like, redo it.
I know.
I thought there was at one point.
Where, like, if you wait long enough, I think it'll time out and it'll say, like, do you want to...
Or it'll just go boop and then hang up. And then your message is just really long.
2 minutes of silence. You fuck up and then 2 minutes of silence. But, like, dude, there's, like, fucking up a voicemail is awful because you're just like, oh, I fucked that up and I can't undo it. And now you just have to wait until they listen to it. And it's like, god damn it. Why is there not, like, a good known option to how to reset a voicemail? Because I'm like, hey, this is Matt. I'm just calling to,
dude, yeah. I suck at leaving voicemails. I always make a gosh darn fool of myself.
I do too. And it's like, god damn it. And then, like, they listen to it and they're like, what? Okay.
I usually am just like, hey, this is Ryan McGee. sorry, I was calling. And then, like, I have to try to save it. And sometimes they just don't call back.
I don't even try to save it because I'm all like, guys, that can make it more awkward just to, like, embrace.
Do you just hang up?
No, I'll just finish what I was saying. Okay. Just be like, ah, fuck that part. I'll be like, okay. be like, hey, this is Matt Watson. I was calling to just leave a voicemail to say that.
this sounds like it's different, like different clones of you, each doing one word at a time. Hello, this is Matt, and I was just trying to say that.
Just calling to say that. Thank you, bye.
That's a fun game. Let's create a story one word at a time. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Once
there
was
a
man
who
fucked
a
orange
and
a
mailman.
Because
he
couldn't
get
laid.
The
end.
Perfect.
What a wonderful story.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one, but we have to keep it on rhythm like this.
Oh, man, that's going to be hard. Oh, fuck. My brain's going to fuck it up.
If you say a different word, I'll just have to roll with it and try to figure it out.
I gotta close my eyes and focus.
Okay, here's the beat. Ready? Okay, ready? Once
there
was
a
woman
who
worked
at
the
store
and the end.
That was the best one I've ever heard.
Let's
dude.
Try again. You got it. You got to say a word.
Okay, I'm trying.
Even if it doesn't fully match.
Okay. I'll start it off.
Okay.
Walking
down
the
street,
there
was
a
big
fuck
fest.
Called
Fuck
Fest
2004.
That was a good one.
Walking down the street, there was a big fuck fest called Fuck Fest 2004. I wish we could call the episode Fuck Fest 2004.
I know. I wish that was a thing. Fuck Fest 2004. Is there something called Fuck Fest?
There's probably something called Fuck Fest.
I'm looking it up. Fuck Fest.
Is it legal to have, like, a fuck fest? Like an organized festival for fucking.
Oh, I know what Fuck Fest is. Isn't that like a porn thing where it's like college Fuck Fest? There's beach Fuck Fest.
These are just porn videos, probably.
Hold on. Look at that. She's just.
Let me see. Bring that over here.
Hold on, let me get the screen going.
Is she receiving oral sex
from another woman?
Ew, was she peeing?
I don't know.
Wait, what's going on?
I think
on
someone
there?
Was pouring liquor on her let's skip a fir- let's skip,
skip,
skip further
skip
ahead.
Further down in there. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, here we go. She's pouring liquor. Why are they all pouring liquor on their genitals? That's not good for your balls and
that's
dick.
It cleanses them, I'm sure, but I imagine that it...
She's blowing them, but she poured liquor on his dick.
Where does this stuff happen, dude?
I don't know.
And why am I never there?
Okay, she's fully naked now, dance. Okay, they're...
Dude, that's... She...
This
she,
is a fuckfest.
That is the definition of a fuckfest.
Okay.
You like people cheering?
This wasn't a staged porn thing. It's just a bunch of people drunk, probably during spring break, going, who cares? We're drunk. STDs aren't on the mind, but they're going to be on our mouths in a few weeks.
And on our penises.
And on our vaginas.
I do not want an STD. That sounds very scary.
It does, but at least, I would never want an STD, but there are some that don't last that long, which it's like, I'd rather have one STD over the other. There are STDs where it's like, if you were to pick an STD, what would it be? Mine would be crabs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's an STD. Yeah. Sure. Because that's like, dude, just shave your pubes.
If you had to choose one STD, okay, audience, if you had to choose one STD to contract, what would it be?
Question of the week. Text your answers in now.
So you and I both are like game for crabs?
Dude, I am game for crabs, bro.
And okay, you have that. Okay, yeah. Because you what, buy something for it and get rid of those bugs.
Can you just shave your
Can you just shave your pubes?
Just shave your pubes. Like, why is that so hard to get rid of? Just shave them.
Like, are crabs just like
it's lice?
Pube lice.
It's just lice.
It's just.
I don't know. I don't like that they're called crabs because that makes it sound extra gross. Why are they called that?
I don't know. Okay. Why?
Like, how did they get the name crabs?
Why are pube lice called crabs?
I'm sure there's someone listening right now who has crabs, and I'm sure that they're like, wow, I can't believe that they're talking about crabs at the same week I have crabs. This is amazing.
If you have crabs, you know, no judgment.
Just get rid of them. Don't pass them on to someone. Guys, actually, we're going to give you a genuine piece of advice. If you're sexually active, especially if you've had multiple partners in the last year or so, go get tested. It's super cheap. A lot of places do it for free.
Yeah.
And you'll have the peace of mind and you won't spread diseases.
It is one of the probably best things you can do for yourself and your future sexual partners.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're like, oh, maybe I have an STD. And it doesn't mean that you're a whore or anything to go get tested.
Yeah.
It's just a very responsible adult thing to do. And everyone at some point in their life gets tested. So,
because if you have an encounter to which you're not probably going to see that person often, then it's like, why are, you know, they might not tell you certain things.
And
that
some people, you can have
important
things that you don't even know you have.
Exactly.
Some people can only carry things, but don't show signs.
Some people are just carriers.
Guys, a little word of advice, just go get tested. It takes like 10 minutes.
Which I think in the awful STD like roulette game, just being a carrier is probably the best case scenario if you were to have a lifelong STD thing.
Right. And apparently there's
it sucks because then you'd have to warn people and be like, hey, you're gonna be gambling.
You're gonna be rolling the dice on this one.
But like I there was this like Reddit thing where like people were together and they're like, people who have significant others with STDs. Oh, what did you do? And it's like, you know, I just figured, you know, I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life and we just safe, blah, 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 blah. There's some people who just accept it and are like, yep, my partner has an STD life.
I feel like if I was in a relationship with someone and they had an STD, I don't think it would change anything. It would just be something to be careful of and to be like...
Aware of,
yeah. But like, I don't think it would change the way I see them or anything because it's like shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone can get an STD if you're not careful. And most people aren't careful.
Yeah.
I think at least at one point in your life, you're not going to be careful. A lot of people aren't careful.
So that's why it's always good just to go get tested. It's quick, easy. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong. Like if you get an STD, that doesn't mean you're like a disgusting person. It happens to a lot of people, believe it or not. I've read some statistic. It's like a shit ton of people have STDs and you wouldn't even know it.
25%
of
the population or something like that.
It's a large number. So it's like,
okay,
I don't think it's
Google, what percent of the population has an STD?
Hmm? Here's a summary from Live Science. How many people have STDs?
Oh, she was about to say it. Hold on. I'm trying to get to the pie chart.
I realize every time you do that OK Google thing, it triggers everyone's phone that's listening. She does not want to answer. She's probably because she has an STD.
I know.
She's like, oh, not me.
I want to find this out.
Everyone but me. That's my favorite thing about Jim Jones was that he said that everyone except him was secretly gay. Every single person was gay except for him. And he would fuck other dudes to show how straight he is.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
today, 25% of Americans have an incurable sexually transmitted disease.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's just the beginning. Among the most alarming stats, 85% of Americans with herpes don't know it.
Oh my God.
But isn't like oral herpes is like one of the most common things?
If you get a cold sore, that's herpes. I get cold sores, so that means
I get herpes sores.
Yeah, so we have herpes in our body.
Yeah. Is a canker sore herpes?
I think so.
There's a difference between like oral like herpes, that's HSV. I don't know the difference.
There's like cold sores and then there's like herpes.
We are really jogging on about STDs in this one.
Hey, it's an important thing to address. And we actually use the segue into
Marvel's, I'm kidding.
into Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh my God. Yo, Matt, you like games?
I love games, Ryan.
You like games that feature your favorite Disney brand superheroes in them?
I do.
Then Marvel Puzzle Quest is a game for you.
Is it?
Yeah. Marvel Puzzle Quest is Marvel's only match 3 puzzle RPG mobile game experience, and you can download it for free today.
Are you messing with me right now?
I'm not messing
with you. Can I download it for free?
It is free, and by the way, it is a match 3 puzzle RPG.
Does it feature all my favorite Marvel characters?
Maybe not all of them, but certainly a large amount.
Like who?
Iron Man, Black Panther, Deadpool, Rogue, Gambit, Black Widow, Jessica Jones, and more.
Are you telling me there's more than 150 superheroes and villains packed into this one sweet game?
This one sweet free match 3 puzzle RPG mobile game, yes. That's called Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Once you have your dream team set, you can join your friends or other Marvel enthusiasts and be part of an alliance and compete against others on the leaderboards in weekly tournaments that reward both you and your alliance.
Matt, you enjoy a great comic book story, right?
Ryan, do I ever.
Well, battle your way through really fun, really, really, really fun story events from the Marvel Universe and participate in various Marvel-inspired events, such as the latest Infinity War events in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Speaking of Infinity War, the additions of the MCU versions of Captain America and Black Widow arrive in the game, along with a brand new feature called Supports, which help your team with increased stats, powers, and abilities.
Download Marvel Puzzle Quest using the link in our description and get yourself a free Thanos. I really want to call him that. Get yourself a free Thanos to add to your roster.
Wow.
It's the big purple man played by Josh Brolin in the new movie coming out soon.
All right. Thank you for the sponsorship, Marvel. However, we do need to finish the conversation. Ryan and I both have AIDS.
It's not funny.
I know it's not
funny. Tom Hanks had AIDS.
In the movie Philadelphia?
No.
Did he have it in real life?
Yeah. They made a documentary about it.
No, he doesn't.
They had a whole documentary about it.
Tom Hanks doesn't have AIDS. I would know that if Tom Hanks had AIDS.
Okay. Tom Hanks.
He had AIDS in the movie Philadelphia.
Yeah, the documentary Philadelphia.
I've seen Philadelphia. I know it's not a documentary.
It was written by
Ron Neistat, Casey Neistat's brother.
Neiswanner? I don't know how to say that. Directed by
It's Nice Wiener, Ryan.
Denzel Washington was in AIDS.
He's the one who gave him the AIDS.
Really? I haven't seen the movie.
No.
Hold on. Tom Hanks has AIDS.
Is it the courtroom
Mr.
scene?
Baggett, come in.
What is this?
Hold on.
What is it?
It's only.
See you again, counselor.
It's only 30 seconds.
Judge Tate, Kendall Construction.
That's Tom Hanks.
Innocuous.
And the guy he's talking to is Denzel Washington.
I have AIDS.
Oh. Okay.
I remember a woman came up to me in Little Tokyo and just told me she had AIDS. She was like, excuse me, I have AIDS. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I think it shows something like AIDS used to be this fucking horrifying epidemic.
It still is horrifying.
Well, I mean, it is horrifying, but it's to a place where, you know, you can live comfortably.
It's not guaranteed death like it used to be.
Yes, yes.
You know?
It wasn't,
which is good.
Yeah.
Like, AIDS is a terrifying disease to have, but you can... I mean, Magic Johnson has had AIDS for, what, like, 30 years now?
Yeah.
Like, and he got AIDS because he was not careful with his sex. He was having lots and lots of unprotected sex because he was a big basketball player, and people were like, have sex with me, Magic Johnson. What's wrong? Why are you crying, Ryan?
Tom Hanks has AIDS, dude.
No, he doesn't.
It's like upsetting you. Like,
he doesn't have AIDS,
dude. Why? I don't know why you're trying to spread this rumor that Tom Hanks has.
Tom Hanks is a regular listener in this podcast. He's gonna get his feelings hurt that you're saying this.
Yeah, him and his rapper son.
Oh yeah, I forgot Tom Hanks' son does rap.
Yep.
What's his name?
I forget.
Look up.
Tom Hanks' son rap.
Why is 50% of every podcast just looking things up?
Son drops N-bomb. Let's not listen to that.
Whoop. Tom Hanks' son, please. What's his name?
Chet Hanks? Hold on.
Damn. Does his dad like promote his rap music? Is this Tom Hanks' son? Well, that's not that bad.
He's gonna be like, how dare you? Chet Hayes, Tom Hanks, don't be getting social media.
Okay.
You said you identify with the, is it black culture or hip-hop culture we're referring to?
Black, hip-hop, whatever.
That's Tom Hanks' son?
Yeah.
Let me see. Bring him here. Bring the boy here. Whoa. That's Tom Hanks' son?
Yeah.
Doesn't even look like him. I don't even see Tom Hanks in that. A little bit.
Who did Tom Hanks sleep with to create Chet?
Maybe his wife.
Maybe his wife.
Rita Wilson. Chet Hayes is not getting any blowback from his famous parents over his penchant for using the N-word, but Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have given him a strong warning, which Chet has not heeded. Oh, wow. Tom Hanks, here's another video titled, Tom Hanks' Son, I Can Say the N-word. Uh-oh. I got some news for Tom Hanks' son.
You can't.
Yeah.
Or shouldn't.
You should not.
I mean, you can. That's the thing. You can.
Freedom of speech, yes, of course, but you probably should not do that.
Yeah, it's just not nice. I think it's to the point where that whole comedic phase and use of the word is out.
Yeah.
And people, like, what's funny is there are still a lot of people still trying to be like, no, it's still funny.
It's funny to say.
Like it really did. I think back in the Newgrounds days and even to an extent,
recently
a few years ago.
I remember there was a period where I thought it was funny for
people. Well, because it was edgy and you and I grew up in South Carolina too. And like we were surrounded by that type of shit.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't get it anymore. But like I that's just not what I find like edgy funny.
It feels just to a point now where it's like, that's the punchline. Like, when that's used as the punchline, it's like, okay.
Yeah, because it's like, I guess it's expected from that type of humor. So when you know what type of humor it is, someone uses it, like, oh, this is just a symptom of that type of humor.
It's like the why did the chicken cross the road of edgy jokes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, you use the N-word, I get it. But yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks' son, I bet Tom Hanks is just like, oh, damn it.
God fucking damn it.
I wonder if he became like that just because of the pressure of his father being such a, you know, groundbreaking actor who everyone around the world knows who he is.
He probably just fucking lost his shit and like had some sort of mental crisis when he found out that his dad had AIDS.
He doesn't have AIDS.
We're sure about that?
You gonna call this episode Tom Hanks Has AIDS?
Yes. Tom Hanks is gonna send us a fucking lawsuit or something.
Be like,
defamation of character.
I don't have AIDS.
I have been boarded by 3 armed pirates.
I mean, technically he does have AIDS because I'm sure he has people who help him, like secretaries and assistants. So that's the defense. Like, be like, Tom.
Oh, the South Park one?
Yeah, be like, we do have AIDS.
That was a good play on words.
When Jared has AIDS?
Yeah.
I love how they made an episode making fun of Jared before any of the actual things about Jared was known.
I wonder if, like, in the community, the advertisement community, if, like, it was kind of like a hush-hush thing.
But, like, they knew, like, Jared does. He's a diddler.
How do you find how does that conversation come about between diddlers? Like,
hey, you a diddler? Yeah, you.
Like, yep. Randomly, like, you're sitting, like, by the office cooler, and it's like, dude, I looked at this illegal girl the other night. Haha, nice. Me too. Are we... What? Whoa, dude!
It's like stepbrothers. Like, did we just become diddlers?
Yep. I know. Did we just become diddle best friends?
Let's make a movie called The Diddlers, and it's about two men who become best friends over their love of diddling.
No.
Why?
Cuz.
Get Tom Hanks in it.
Okay.
And Chet Hayes.
Can they be the two best friends?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and his son.
Yeah. Tom Hanks has been in so many great movies. His early stuff was fantastic. Big was really good. What was the other one?
Essentially everything that he starred in. Like, he didn't have to star in anything after the 90s.
After Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Sad, dude. Forrest Gump was amazing.
Then you got Saving Private Ryan, which is fantastic. So good.
You have the porn parody Shaving Ryan's Privates. because he has crabs. I mean, Captain Phillips was a great movie too. I love that movie.
I saw it once. I think I had a stick up my butt about it, kind of like painting him as this simple.
Oh, definitely.
Hero.
But like, I guess same with The Social Network. If you take away the actual what really happened and just look at it as like a movie, I think it was really good.
It was directed by the Bourne the Supremacy and Identity dude, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was directed by the guy who made...
Which is weird because it feels like a movie that would have been directed by Clint Eastwood.
Shit, he directed something else. The guy that directed Captain Phillips.
The Boston Bomber movie?
Did he?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. The guy that directed Captain Phillips directed something else that I liked. But, I don't know. I thought what was actually really cool about the about Captain Phillips was that the Somali pirates, like the actors, were actually real guys that they just got from Somalia, who then the main guy was able to go on and have an acting career.
He's had several small roles.
I've seen him in stuff. Yeah,
I think every now and then I'll see him. I'll be like, wait a second.
He was a taxi driver. Yeah, he was a taxi driver in New York City, I think.
Yep.
How did he land that role? He's a great actor though. He did a great job.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I mean, technically, I'm the captain, but...
Meanwhile, the real Captain Phillips is like, come on, capture me. Come on, please. Oh, fuck. He's getting a big old rock hard purple dick. Just...
Hey, guys, we're bringing it back in at a random point because I just told a long story about Ross, and then we brought Ross in to interview him about it, and then Ross said, you can't keep this in the podcast. So, I mean, I understand why. I should have asked Ross's permission ahead of time before telling a personal story about his penis, but...
Yeah, just go tweet at Ross. The Super Mega Boys accidentally left in that part of the podcast with that story with you in it. I can't believe what you did, you bad, bad boy.
Please.
Angry face fire emoji.
Let's spray, a little Febreze.
Ah, Christmas.
I wouldn't say I'd say it's November.
Give me that.
This is November. Not quite Christmas. That's
you
like...
step into a fucking store... They have a mixture of this and that pine shit.
This is between Halloween and Christmas,
I guess.
To me, that's the smell. Bring it up. Let me wop some. That smells great, dude.
God, what's your favorite?
Do you have like a specific favorite Febreze? Mine is, I think it's Glade, but it's the Fresh Linens Febreze.
I don't have a favorite one. I like switching it up depending on my mood. I like switching it up depending on the room. Like, I'm like, I want my kitchen to smell like this, and I want my den to smell like this.
Fresh Linen.
More like John Lennon.
God, I still got to go to a stand-up night and do that joke.
I want to film it. I want to film it so bad.
And I just want to put it on Twitter.
And I just want to go, oh my God! Ah!
I just want to upload that one clip to Twitter. Fresh Linen, more like John Lennon. Because no one's going to fucking laugh at that. Or maybe I'll get a wild eruption of laughter. Smells so good, man. I can't stop squirting this stuff. Can't get enough of it.
Okay, Google. Play the High School Musical soundtrack.
People are just like, this is the fifth time in this episode my phone's done this shit. Ryan, I'm sick of every episode making my phone do some stupid shit.
Okay, Google. What is High School Musical? Just like, God damn it.
Stop it.
Okay, Google, what are the lyrics to Bop, Bop, Bop?
Bop to the top.
Wipe away your inhibition.
Do you remember that Hairspray song?
Spit and drool up on my clit.
I don't think that was the first draft of the song.
Spit and drool up on my clit.
I don't think we could keep
that
this
one. Ryan singing the Sharpay.
I think we got to change Sharpay's lines here. Oh, come on. What? Are we not allowed to have fun we're writing these songs?
Oh, come on. Oh, that's so Disney.
Yeah, Disney comes in and they're gonna change everything and make it so fucking PC. God, I just got a notification, an exclusive story.
Yeah,
YouTube ran ads from more than 300 major brands and 5 U.S. government agencies on channels promoting Nazis, pedophilia, and other extreme content.
My God.
Oh no, does this mean the ad situation is gonna
just
get so much
stop.
Worse?
Just...
And then people like us who are innocent in this thing are gonna get fucked over?
There comes an extent where YouTube can't keep track of every fucking video someone uploads. Do you know how many days of content is uploaded a day?
Yeah,
it's like several years of content.
No,
uploaded
it's
a day.
It's a billion. It's some ridiculous thing, like a billion minutes are uploaded every day or something.
These things aren't YouTube sponsored. It's just the thing. Okay, here's how the ad, for those who are stupid, like these old fucks who keep writing these goddamn stupid editorials, the YouTube works like this mostly. It's a site where people host whatever content they want. And the site is so popular and brings in a wide variety of people that people just happen to advertise on them. And yes, that means some ads show up on videos that I guess some companies don't agree with. But it doesn't, but an ad, unless a company is directly advertising with someone, whether it's a brand deal or something, I could see the fault in
that's,
that.
That's different. That's another basically story. The way it works is like, so let's say that there's like a channel that's very, you know, creepy, like a diddler's channel.
Yeah.
You watch his video, you get an ad for Coke before. That's not Coke directly advertising on him. That's Coke gives ads to YouTube, and then YouTube, if your video is monetized, will put it on whatever video is monetized.
But now YouTube's changed it, so like you have to have a certain amount of views and a certain amount of this and that to like even begin to start making money. Right. Okay, I noticed something that happened while uploading a Game Grumps animated today.
Mm-hmm.
It, remember that form that popped up?
Yeah.
Where it's like, please rate this video before you can monetize it. And I had, there was this form, either I had to check a box that said, this video does not have profanity, this or that, this and that. Or I had to go through and list like exactly like how strong is their profanity, is there any sexual content, and to what nature is the sexual content, is there violence?
And you know those Game Grumps, dude.
I swear to God, if we have to start filling out those forms for every video.
Yeah, I'm gonna just put it's clean. Because I mean,
yeah, of course, but it's just these, it's just people attacking a website. Like, yeah, YouTube has its faults, but they don't really rely in supporting Nazis and racism.
No, and I don't
their
think
problems there's... lie on being a company that doesn't listen to its viewer base. Yes.
Like, I think that there is, of course, certain content that shouldn't be allowed on YouTube because at the end of the day, YouTube is a privately owned business. It's not a government owned thing where it's not like by removing like a Nazi's channel that's not infringing on their freedom of speech because YouTube is owned by Google.
Yeah.
And Google is a private organization. So they do have the right to do that.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of people getting like saying that like YouTube is like censoring free speech, and it's like they're technically like Twitter, they can remove accounts. It's their right it's technically. Like it's not infringing on your First Amendment right. But I do think that advertisers should not pull out of the site as a whole because of a few bad eggs that happen to have ads run on their videos, because then that damages channels like us who, you know, we're trying our best to make a living doing this. And then when we get damaged because dumbass, you know, Nazis are uploading videos that get ads put on them because there's so much content on YouTube, they can't monitor all of it. That sucks. That really sucks for us. And for everyone else, like Report of the Week, wonderful guy, wonderful channel. For him to get like ads pulled and stuff because, you know, these other channels that promote pedophilia or extremist views, it's like, that sucks, you know?
Or Rob Dyke, like his shit got taken down. And yeah, he deals with like murder, but like, come on, that's true TV stuff. Like,
yeah.
The stuff he uploads is you'd find it on television. I just have a big problem with the way people go about trying to just bully companies into going like, oh, you're morally corrupt because this thing that nobody really was aware of, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just the whole thing of attacking people's ads, like, haha, we're gonna bully your ads and make them scared to promote you even though you're doing nothing wrong.
I think that there's a difference when it's something like this and when it's like actual advertisers working with someone with extremist views they pull those ads.
Just wait, Matt. We're gonna get some cockroach of an editorial writer, and he's gonna go through all of our videos and pick all the times where we said something and take it out of context.
Well, and that's another topic, is, you know, we've been doing this channel for 2 years, and obviously our sense of humor has changed, and we've changed as people because we're at a from starting this channel to now, it's been a very big period of growth as humans, because when we started, I was 19, 20,
yeah,
and now I'm 22, and like your early 20s is a time where you're changing a lot, and of course,
well, you're changing constantly as a human, I think. So,
and you know, I've learned a lot. I had just moved out to LA, like I've changed my humor a lot, and of course, there's a million things on Super Mega that I've said that looking back, I'm like, I wish I hadn't said that.
That's not cool. Yeah.
I'm not proud of that joke I made. That joke was too far that I made. I wish I hadn't said that, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah,
a lot of eye rolling, like there's a lot of eye rolls that I get when watching. A lot of our past content is fine, but there's some jokes
there's
every now and then
where I'm like,
just,
you know,
okay.
Like, or I made, or like if I made fun of another YouTuber or someone else, I'm like, you know what, I didn't need to do that. That was uncool.
Yeah.
And it's too late now to remove or anything.
It was a part of that whole phase, and I'll be honest with you, it was a part of that whole phase with Super Mega where it's like,
Let's be edgy.
We're the cool Let's Players. We don't give a fuck. That whole shit.
Yeah, and it's like, you know,
that
like
whole shtick.
I mean, we've both said a lot of things on the internet.
I'm sure
here and there.
I'm sure we're continuing to say things that in the future we're going to be like, fuck.
I mean, that's part of growing up. And you know, there's so many things I regret.
I'm sorry
and
I'm not Jesus Christ.
I know. And like, looking back, there's things where I'm like, fuck, shouldn't have said that. But it's like, you know, you can only, like, I guess, move forward and accept that stuff and change going forward to not say shitty things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've changed a lot since Super Mega started, just as a person. So, of course, not everything's still going to line up with how I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's also the danger of documenting everything every day on the internet is, you know, you get some bad things in there that, you know, you're like, well.
Makes you easier to attack. The more stuff you have online, just, like, it makes it easier to attack.
But, I mean, like, obviously those things aren't things I would still say or stand with. But, you know, what can you do?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nope.
You just gotta wait
for the hate mob to stop, because whenever an article like that goes out, there's a lot of people that don't do the research, that just take the words for.
That's true. And they just, they
just
roll
have
with
to deal with it.
Without,
you just have to fucking.
You gotta kind of accept
take,
it.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, if you did say something shitty, apologize.
Just be honest
and just
about it.
Move
like
on.
That's the number one thing. Like, all I'm like, let's go back to like Jake or Logan. Like their apology, like or Logan Paul's apology, super corporate, super bullshit, right?
With the music and the close up of his hands and
just all that shit. I honestly don't know what he could have said to like.
No,
I think,
he kind of fucked up beyond belief.
Yeah, I'm kind of biased in that situation, so I don't see him in my eyes really, really helping himself out. Like,
no, dude, he kind of
after that. There was always like a tinge of like he's a dick, but he's just doing his own thing. He found success doing his own shit.
There's shitty things you can come back from, and I feel like
that to
filming
me,
a man who had hung himself and putting in the thumbnail and then acting like oh I was just
yep.
It's like no, you are a shitty person for that, dude.
Yeah,
you used that for views and money.
And you know, it's just like I knew what type of person I thought he was before that, and that just kind of clarified it.
Kind of confirmed the bias.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of not hard for the when you look at those types of YouTubers to see that. But when you're a kid, those types of YouTubers, the best way I can describe it is those types of YouTubers, it's like with little kids, it's like throwing a squeaking, bouncing, light-up ball for a dog. it's like they are attracted to it because it's bright and it looks fun and it's like, whoa! Well, that looks so much fun. Oh my God. I wish I had all that money. I wish I had that many girls. Wow, girls. I'm just getting into girls and I'm hitting puberty. So I'm very interested in them. Blah, 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 blah. Wow. Boobies in the thumbnail.
Like, it's like, I totally see why kids watch it.
Yeah.
As long as they don't. And you know, it's like, if kids want to watch that, that's fine. They're kids.
Yeah.
But as long as they don't, you know, they're not influenced by that content and turn out like that, which the dangerous thing is by watching that, a lot of them take that as a role model and go on to some of them can turn out like that. And that's dangerous.
And I don't want this to turn into me attacking kids like who are underage.
Because they're kids and they're going to watch, but, you know, they're not fully developed. They're going to watch what they want to watch and they're going to watch what seems fun and flashy, of course.
Yeah. But what I'm kind of gearing towards is now I got to be careful here because they're not 18 yet and they have a lot of room to grow. But I find it troubling when I see people such as Bad Baby or Jacob Sartorius. These are people who are young, who are so encompassed with the success. Because a lot of the young kids, they don't end up getting success and they end up growing up and they're like, oh, wow, that was a phase of mine. I'm glad I grew out of that. But it seems like, I don't know, when I was a kid, there weren't these like big kids celebrities around you
like
the celebrities
Smosh.
Were like boy bands and like even YouTubers weren't that big
just
of celebrities
like Smosh
in
and Fred is
and
like
2008.
Shane Dawson and Smosh, you know.
Yeah, but I'm even talking like right now you have kids like Jacob and like all these people, you say what you want about them, I'm just saying that I think it's very it's not good for someone that young to be exposed to the public eye to that extent. Because when I was young, the only forum I had to publicly express myself was Club Penguin, RuneScape, Habbo Hotel, that type of stuff when I was really young. But kids now have Twitter. They have all these things that you can go back and see what they've said.
I mean, you say some stupid shit when you're a kid.
Yeah. And not only that, but You can really fuck up what's going on in your life when you're young.
By saying some dumb shit that you're unaware of is, you know, not socially acceptable.
You know, all that stuff. Like when you're, if you're 16, I think you can get a job at like 16 or 15.
15,
or
16.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like, you know, like say there's a 9-year-old on Twitter doesn't understand like, I guess the delicacy of like racial issues.
Yeah.
He thinks, you know, racist jokes are funny because he's 9 years old.
Yeah.
Makes a racist joke and then that comes back to bite him in the ass when he tries to get a job. Shit like that. It's like, it's a big, I think being that age and having such wide access to, and I don't think there's anything wrong with him having access to the internet. I think
it's definitely a larger responsibility and I think there's a lot of negative aspects that come with it.
And I think the first generation will learn that maybe the painful way.
Yeah.
And I think that also going back to like Logan Paul and, you know, kids are going to watch what is flashy and fun and you can't blame them for that. That's why I think the responsibility falls on the creators to be role models. Yeah. And you know what? We're not good role models.
No, not at all.
But our content is not made for children. We're not gearing it towards kids. Where Logan Paul, clearly, like, he knows his audience, and he's making it for that audience, you know?
Like, they clearly understand what audience they're going for. They are clearly gearing it towards that audience.
Right, right.
Kids watch our shit, but we're not making stuff for kids.
Right.
Kids just happen to watch our stuff. Logan and them, they know exactly what their viewer base is, what their audience is. I don't know.
He literally has to look out his window to see his viewer base.
Yeah.
You know, and it's young kids.
And honestly, recently, whenever I see someone that's recognized me, they've always been around my age. Like, I know we have a lot of young fans, but I know there's a lot of fans that are our age that stick with us. And I don't think that Logan or Jake have that. I mean, I know there are some 20-year-old fans or 40-year-old fans. There's always going to be those. And the parents.
My dad's a huge fan of Jake Paul.
Yeah. But I feel like, To be a fan of them, you kind of have to be a dick. Because if you're old enough to understand...
You mean like if you're older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, I guess, be a dick or socially
completely
unaware. Yeah, socially unaware.
Yeah, and I think that...
I don't know. Maybe I'm judging people too hard, but it just seems like... Because are they the... This is going to sound fucked up. But to kids, are Logan and Jake the Jackass of their generation? Like the people who do a lot of fucked up things. Like Jackass was fun for us, and I'm sure a lot of adults that watch Jackass or older people that watch Jackass. I don't know. My dad loved Jackass, actually.
My dad loved it too.
So it's
the thing is, it's like, I don't know. The Jackass guys always showed humility.
Yeah.
Which Logan and Paul.
And they were dicks a lot of the time in public too. And they did a lot of stuff like fuck up hotel rooms. They did all that. Like,
yeah.
They did some of the same shit
but
that
I don't know.
People did.
I think what's most alarming to me about the Paul brothers is the lack of humility to where they flaunt things so much. And I think that's...
Their persona is based on their ego.
And that's a really bad thing to teach young people growing up.
Yeah, that's all about me.
Yeah, and also on top of that, like, people like Jacob Sartorius and Bad Baby and Lil Tay or whatever their names are, it's like, I feel like when you're that young, you can't comprehend humility and an ego yet.
Yeah.
So you...
Well, you're all ego at that age.
Yeah, exactly. When you're young, you're all ego because you haven't had the life experiences to teach you humility, to teach you really what it's like to have a big ego. Mm-hmm. So when you start that young, that kind of sets the stage for the rest of your life to have a big ego. And I hate to break it to you guys, but no one likes somebody with a big ego. People with big egos are really no fun to be around.
It's very obvious when you're around someone.
And
like
it's exhausting
that.
To be around someone with a big ego. I've known many people with big egos, and it's just like, oh my God, stop.
I'm just glad I don't have a big ego.
Same, dude. I'm probably the most humble person I know.
Same. High five?
God, we make so much fucking money. Anyway.
And we're so fucking jacked and hot, and women want to fuck us.
And we have the biggest penises.
And men want to fuck us, too.
Men
want to
fuck us, too. Men want to fuck us. I go to bed at night thinking, God, men want to fuck me and all my money. I did. Reminds me of the bad guy from Master of Disguise.
Yes. Okay. Daniel had it on like years ago. I think it was before we moved out here, and he was just watching it. Like he had it on, and he was watching it with his mom and his sister, and it was really bad. But I legitimately laughed when the villain was laughing because I forgot this was a joke, and then. I know, I'm so mature, but the villain, he's like, and I'm, it got a legitimate laugh
funny,
out of
dude.
Me.
It's funny. Farts will never not be funny. And girls, you know,
farts are universally funny.
I guarantee girls think, I know for a fact girls think farts are funny. They're just more on the down low about it.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. We need a movement where women can more openly embrace fart. Like fart culture and farts.
It's called queef culture, man.
Well, no, because I feel like a lot of girls, they feel like they can't fart and they can't joke about farts because that's not womanly. Everyone does it and it's funny. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. If you fart, that shit's funny to me.
I just pray. It's like if I had a girlfriend, you know, the number one thing it would be is like, if you fart, I'm gonna laugh. I'm not gonna be disgusted. I don't think most guys would be disgusted.
No, that's right? that's a myth.
Is that like a 50s thing?
I don't know. I feel like assholes get disgusted.
Hey, honey, did you make dinner?
How dare you?
Yeah, it's like, it's that's like, how dude, it would go back then. But now it's like, hey, what's up?
Oh, God, that laugh kills me, dude. It's so sudden. Like, I think the biggest step in a relationship is not the first kiss. It's the first fart. That's like when you've reached like real comfortability. It's like,
God,
wow.
We were talking about just like, God, kids don't know. They got to mature. They're watching these Logan Paul, Jake Paul, and it's like, man, farting.
our next conversation about how funny farts
are. Our content isn't geared towards kids. And then like, how many fart sound effects have played since then? I've probably made 2-3 fart
sound effects. We're talking about how funny farts are. God, we just destroyed our entire argument.
Let's just end the podcast.
Wait. Before we go, on the topic of fans and being recognized and stuff, I want to say that I ran into a bunch of you guys at the Renaissance Fair recently.
And we're going to run into more. Well, yeah. You will. I wasn't there that time, but I'll be there next time we go to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I really can't express enough how grateful we are for everyone who listens and supports. And you know, the people that we meet in real life who come up to us, like, we can't express how grateful and nice you guys are. And it really means a lot when you guys come up and say that you like our stuff. And, like, I don't know.
Never,
like,
be afraid. Like, I promise we're not gonna be dicks.
If you come up, if you see us in public from a distance, even if we look busy, just come up and say hey. We
just
love that.
Just don't like yell in our faces about it.
Suck my dick.
I'm looking for my fucking do-rag, dude.
Where'd your do-rag go?
I can't find it.
Is it gone? You weren't wearing it when you came in.
Was I not?
You weren't wearing it. It must have fallen off much earlier.
Oh man.
Anyway, guys, we love you so much.
Follow
Thank
us
you for
supporting on Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/EliRyanMcGee and Twitch.tv/MHWatson.
Oh, you got it. And Twitter, Matt H. Watson, Eli Ryan McGee. And teasing it, we do have a Patreon coming soon, so keep your eyes out for that. Not sure how soon, but we also, holy shit, we got lots of new stuff on the way. We're actually really excited. And this is not one of those times where we're like, we got new stuff on the way and then nothing happens. We really do have some.
We're actually recording some of that this week.
We got some big new shows on the way, so get excited. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please rate us on iTunes to help bump us up on the iTunes charts. Get us to number 69. Wouldn't that be funny? We're not geared towards kids, I promise. But guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.